Haha, you've all been Rickrolled. And so do I. I've still commitments while I'm thinking of. Oh, enough of this shit. God, he's watching the video, it's ghastly. Rick Astley. Was ghastly. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is the fifth of the Odds and Sods shows. Yes, this is the Let's Pretend show. This is Radio Free.
Thank you.
theme makes me so happy. That's Management with Time to Pretend, a new track, and I very much recommend that album, which is Oracular Spectacular. Oh, apparently they like to be called MGMT, right? Yes, MGMT dot. And I get very annoyed if everyone calls them Management, but everyone will call them Management, so I say get over it. So welcome to Odds and Sods show 4. I think I introduced it to show 5. Oh well. We're going back and forth into future, past. And this is a very indie show. It's a show dedicated to a lot of the tunes that I don't get to play in the shows. And a lot of those tend to be indie tunes, indie rock tunes. Never seem to work in a mix, or they kind of sort of do and don't sometimes, and I always feel bad because I should play more indie tunes. But it's not just indie tunes, we've got some mashups and some metal, yes, but probably not as you probably expected, and some very, very interesting dance covers, and a variety of electronic music, guitar music, and yes, we don't need guitars, yes we do. That leads into the next track in a second. So, what have I been up to? Well, I've been working, getting annoyed by clients who can't decide what they really want. And I spend 3 days working on something and then it gets trashed. Which you might think, oh, Tim, you're a freelancer. That's not a big thing. You're a freelancer. You get paid, but you can't design half-hearted. You are. If you're a designer, you do what you do, and you put your heart and soul into it, because otherwise you create shit designs, and you can't really go half-cock on that one. So that's a bit of annoying. What else has been happening? Oh, went to Uprising, which is very good. Finally, 4 years later, Bush does Bush number 10. Steve Bush does another Uprising. I'm not sure. I think the last one was pre starting the podcast. I might have mentioned it. I'm trying to think. I might have just mentioned it, because I think I DJ'd there October, November 2000, so I probably mentioned it in the first show. You see? Yeah, or current, up to date. Although we're not 4 years old, so maybe not. I'm pretty sure he said it was 4 years, but actually it's just under 4 years, actually. But yeah, well under 4 years. But yeah, it was very good, although as a sign of the times, not very much mashups, but some very good rave action. And we like the rave, as you probably know from the rave shows, from Stash Durala, who played loads of really good rave and sort of lots of sort of BP electro stuff, which surprised me from Ape. And Ben was playing, and I missed Ian Fundrew's set. I didn't realise he played early, and me and John went to go and get some food. John turned up, and the place was absolutely so packed and so noisy that it was very wise to actually get him out of there and get some food. And so I sort of popped back afterwards, and unfortunately missed Ian's set. But it was very, very good, although much too packed with sort of ex-work people early on, and that's something that's weird about that venue. Is it gets a lot of people after work and sort of drowned the people there for the music for a while, and then later on they pissed off and it got much more conducive to dancing and talking. What else has been going on? I've been working back in Shenfield, and not much else really. I've been working on the Beatles shows, as you know. And I've been working on my photography, and I don't know if I mentioned that, getting a new lens and everything, and working on video finally again, and I'm going to do some more of that, I'll just hopefully in the future. I don't want to mention details because I'll probably jinx it. And the biggest thing I suppose everyone knows about is, yes, the Rickroll at the start. I absolutely hate Rick Astley. If you think I like Rick Astley because I played at the start, I do not. It's that Rickrolling thing, and unfortunately somehow I managed to fall into being part of it, because I did a graph as part of the Art Holes and Boy Shaped Boxes song meme, song chart meme, where you charted in pie charts the meme songs. And of course, me seeing that everyone was Rickrolling each other, decided, oh well, everyone seems to go on about Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. So, you know, what should I do? Oh, I'll make a mutant child of both memes and do a chart. And then Boyship Box sort of what's the word, facilitated this by inventing the Flickr roll, because of course it was on Flickr, and then it then became on the front page of Dig, and then became on the front page of Reddit, and it got blogged by MSN. It's now on YouTube. It got something in the region of 218,000 views on Flickr. Exactly, because people were just sending it to each other going, ha ha ha, so my name's on this. I hope this isn't my 15 minutes of fame, because I did this really shitty graph in OpenOffice in about 10 minutes, and it's kind of a bit scary, really. It's interesting how you can spend 3 years doing a podcast, you can spend four or five years doing photographs, and you can spend many years doing music and putting it on the internet, and also over 10 years doing internet design. And the thing that catches on, let me see, it was a Muppet Show, which got boing boinged, and it's a chart about a Rick Astley record. Yes, internet, I'm speaking to you. You seem to like very dumb things. Never underestimate the intelligence of the audience and the internet, I think. So I've got a really good show. I'm going to start with, as I mentioned before, I'm going to start with a little song about guitars. And this is an old, old, old bootleg. I don't know if it's dated, actually. No, it's dated 1900. It's not that old. I think, if I can remember, it's definitely it's 2003, I think, because I think it came out when the original track came out, and I'm guessing that's 2003. I might be totally wrong. It could be 2004. But this is Electro Bitch with guitars and the Mind Killer, and it's a classic bootleg, and I'm pretty sure I haven't played it on before. According to my search, I haven't. And this is, I think, Don under assumed name, Don Pirate, so this goes out to you, Don.
We'll be right back. зарядил. Теперь я снова полон сил. Ведь я и ты роботы. Я и ты роботы. Я и ты роботы. Я и ты роботы. Я твой слуга.
Я твой работник.
Я твой слуга.
Я твой работник.
Энергия бьет через край. За нами только поспевай. Я и ты роботы.
Я и ты роботы.
Я и ты роботы.
Я и ты роботы.
Я твой слуга.
Я твой работник.
Я твой слуга.
Я твой работник.
Goes up, mouth come down, bounce around to the sound, the underground, kick it loud. I'm slick like a big itty bitty kitty, get my zodiac sign. I'll let you sweat, leave you wet with the rhyme one time and again. Rip my motherfucking slang, biggity bang on the mic, I slam my man. Yes, yes, sure, and I don't stop. I keep it on, rock, 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 rock.
Мы носим темные очки, у нас расширены зрачки. Роботы.
Я и ты роботы.
Я и ты роботы.
Я и ты роботы.
Я твой слуга.
Я твой работник.
Я твой слуга.
Я твой работник.
ride the white horse. White horse. Don't ride the white horse. White horse. Don't ride the white horse.
Stop. scar. I want my dad and I want my mom. A silver tank and a load of guns. If love is the answer, what was the question? And can it cure my indigestion, baby? Into the frying pan, back to the drawing board, and I'll draw you a diagram. We'll put on the kettle for some tea and some sympathy. Infamy, infamy, they've all got it in for me. If love is the answer, what was the question? And can it solve the traffic congestion, baby? Go! To lose. You're dirty Japan's and you can't afford shoes. Stand up and fight, stand up for your rights. And dance to the music that nobody likes. It goes ba 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 ba. Face their arms, come the terrified sounds of the baby's alarm and the kidnapped rape of his family and friends. He's been taken away to the ethnic cleanse. And the banners and badges of your anarchist friends say apocalypse now, man, and never again. And I know the fucking smut should be censored, okay, but this shit is fucked, as they say in the USA, and they say it in Mexico, London and Jericho, Berlin and Birmingham, Belfast and Tokyo, Amsterdam, Vietnam, Iran, Afghanistan, Disneyland, Nadia, former Yugoslavia. Yes, sorry, boy, there's nothing worth fighting for, but it really ain't worth trying for. So just say 3 houses, just a merry change, 2 houses, fathers, give your thanks to God and say goodnight, Jim Bob. Goodnight, Jim Bob. We'll be right back.
Yes, that's the wonderful wedding present with What Did Your Last Servant Die Of? And the song that that came out on my iPod today, so I was a bit like, yes, wedding present, off the brilliant George Best, that's the George Best Plus album, the upgraded album. And then before that, a bit of new music, which is The Cribs, or newish. But that's actually, it is very new. It's The Fairer Sex, which is a B-side to their Men's Needs single. But I wouldn't know that. And you're thinking, oh, Tim's been illegal downloading again. But actually, that was Podsafe. Widgeter are one of the people on the Podsafe Music Network, and they are very good. I think they also do Simeon as well, and I've played Simeon Mobile Disco in this podcast, legally, which is kind of scary. So, I'll make a decent man of you yet. I don't think so, maybe. But, so that's a Podsafe track. That's scary. Not one of two Podsafe tracks I played in that mix. There was a noisy, guitar-y, noisy, flashy mix it was, really. Then before that was... I'm turning into a pirate. The Music That Nobody Likes by The Carter, because that was kind of a reference to what I played before it, which is I went into a kind of a breakcore-y, dubstep-y, noisy thing, because I played Murderbot, Blood Clot, and that, of course, that has to go out to Juxtaposer. Then before that, it's Hydra by Spore. That's from the excellent Warrior Dubs album, the Marion Hobbs compilation, which I did buy before anyone else. And then before that was a new discovery of mine. A bit like The Cribs. Been around for ages, but I've not heard them. And I don't think they're on the WhatsApp network, but who knows? That's Meshuggah with
That Shed. That's from the Catchword 33 album from 2005. Yes, we're new music. That's 3 years old, I know. But I've been listening to the new album as well, Bzen, which is good. But Catch 33, it's just slightly better. And there's something very spooky about that song. And I'm not really into death metal. I'm not into the whole metal thing. Well, I kind of am now. I mean, Scott will be pulling faces at this moment, and that definitely goes out to Scott. Hello, Scott. Although he's off the internet, so I don't know if he's listening to my podcast anymore. He's decided to go on an internet break. I wonder where he's going to. He's going to the outer limits. He's going to the outer world. Ooh, the heavy dragons. They've got a sense of humour, and two, they're like a jazz metal band, which sounds like the worst combination ever. But they have a really strange time signatures and very strange way of playing guitars, and they don't take themselves seriously. So you should listen to the structure of the song. They're really, really kind of interesting and weird, and that sounds scary like prog, but no, they're more, I mean, the closest I suppose to prog there'll be Hawkwind, but they're a bit more death metal and rah, which is good. We like that. We like sort of, and I have to say, with all the things that happened at work last week, it was my sugar that saved me. Oh yes, last night a death metal band saved my soul. That's a bit dodgy. Don't mention souls and death metal that way danger lies. Then before that was Heavy Dale by Celebrity Murder Party. I forget what's actually mixed in that, and I can't look at Guybo because Guybo has crashed. Poor Guybo, we knew it so well. But that's, I think, and it's obviously dubstep mixed in there, but I think it's that might be his one that's got My Bloody Valentine mixed into it. I don't know which bits are original, which bits are remixes and what, which is always a good thing. And I like that. It's not often you get a track that actually describes it. You'd be like, big banging bass club tune floor fella is usually like absolutely pants. Whereas actually that is heavy. I don't know if it's Dale, but suddenly it's very heavy. We like that. It's probably blowing at your speakers. I do apologise if I'm now talking in a sort of a very tweety voice, which I probably do normally anyway. Then before that was Don't Dance by Hot Chip, which is weird. It's a song seemingly about not dancing, and it's a song about not creating a dance floor smash, which is obviously response, because that's off the new album, response to Over and Over and all of the furore around it, and Boy from School and all that. All those tracks from The Warning, and all the pressure to do a dance floor banger. So they produce a very gothic song which seems to have lyrics about people and their bones. It's like gothic dance music. It's very bizarre. But it's good. Then before that was Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly. I really hate their name. I wish he'd change it. Sam Duckworth with his cover of Dance by Justice. Brilliant. I love that. I actually downloaded that. You can download it off free music. I think it's, I'll have to put the URL up, but I think it's freemusicdownloads.com. It's an official thing, because that's actually out on the Enemy cover CD, which I haven't got yet. I need to get, but unfortunately, as it came out last week, I got a nasty feeling I won't be able to get a copy. But I downloaded that, and that was very good. And the other track that's on there, which I do recommend, is the Kaiser Chiefs track, which I won't go into too much details because I'll probably play it at some point. Then before that was Fondue Meltdown, back in 2005 with I Know You Love Me, the FM Rovox edit. Well, I thought it was Revox edit. Anyway, I might have typed that in wrongly. But anyway, I love that sort of vocoder and the way he does that. And there might have been subliminal comments from the track before it about the Pussycat Dolls. Because, of course, that is Pussycat Dolls. Hacked the hell out of. Then, which is always a good thing, which is When White Horses Cry, Prince of a Laid Back. Before that, 7-inch edit by DJ Lobster Dust. I do like Laid Back, White Horse. Is it White Horse? Yes. Or is it? I always get confused. Ride a White Pony, White Horse, Golf Rap. I get confused between them, all these things. But anyway, that equine related dance track. Then, of course, with Prince. And I love that. It's a brilliant pairing. And I'm very jealous because I've done stuff with Laid Back, and it doesn't sound as half as good as that, and it sounds very depressing. Then before that was Minus Kelvin. That's the other Creative Commons track. That's I Unknitted It Broken, and that's from the CC Mixed Remix Contest, and I assume it's CC because he put it on his blog and it says it's tagged with CC Mixed Remix Contest. So that's really good, and actually that came out in October of 2007, proving that Minus Kelvin, I've seen him, I think it's him, around, so I knew he hadn't fallen off a cliff or something, but certainly he hasn't produced very much music on his blog, and which is a sad thing, because I used to play it quite often. I used to love everything he produced. I think he, might be she, or they, it, produced, and it's good. I really like the way that he's sort of done a very glitch mix of all these different, obviously these little fragments, which is a very kind of current thing to do. Well, kind of current, I know it's been going for a long time, for the whole sort of Night Ripper things. But the yes, it's, I like that. And it glitches into, although it's impossible to mix glitch, huh? Although Josh would probably disagree from Pirate, Sound System, with Spooky, which is Arcade Horror Remix by World Famous Audio Hacker, which was before it. Then before that was Robota by, I forget, the I think it's Rotfront. I probably get that wrong. Those two groups are very similar to each other, and they're always they don't tag their MP3s either, which is a bit annoying. But yeah, that's the full version of Roberta, which of course is a Russian cover of Kraftwerk's Robots. And I have to thank Bristol from Bristol KRS, Bristol from Bristol, for actually posting that. And he actually posted that for the Who Boys on a thread where Who Boys were cheekily, I think, asking for music. Yes, get other people to form your shows, why don't you? I'm sticking my tongue out of the mic. Yeah. They didn't play it on the latest show, so I was a bit like, well, all right, I'll knit that. It's very good. I love that. It's sort of like a ska, accordion, gypsy rap version of the Robots, which, I mean, how can you all love that? And then before that was Electro Bitch, back from the Mists of Time. I'm not going to say exactly which date it was, because I probably got it wrong. Guitars the Mind Killer, and Answers on a Postcard, which date is actually Answers on a Postcard to Santa Claus, because I don't actually care. Then, so, we're now going to play a few more tracks, and then we're going to go more a bit ambient, I think, although not totally ambient. This is another track, not another track, because I didn't play one earlier. I was going to play one, but I didn't. This is a track from Magnetic Fields, from their Distortion album, which, along with the Hot Chip and the Manager album, are kind of giving me a lot more faith in music at the moment. It went a bit kind of crap last year, and I'm hearing some really good stuff. I'm really, really, really excited about the music that's coming out at the moment, and it looks like some really good stuff, and I'm going to check out more about the Cribs and stuff like that. There's some nice music. I don't know, I have a feeling that it's kind of I think there's some proper releases to come out, because I think, is it Dan Lesak got an album releasing, or they're going to release an album, or they have, I think they're going to release an album. I think some good albums coming out this year as well, so, as it's only February, so I can say that. And it's exciting, and the Magnetic Fields have been going for a long time, but I do like what they do with what they've done with their very cute songs, but with a distortion. It does remind me of what was name checked in the Carter lyric about saying three Jesus and Mary Chains, two Hail Marys. It is Jesus and Mary Chainish, to just drench everything with distortion. But it's also strangely cute, because, of course, Stephen Merritt always does kind of very cute songs. So this is Too Drunk to Dream.
Sober, life is a prison. Shit-faced, it is a blessing. Sober, nobody wants you. Shit-faced, they're all undressing. Oh, sober, it's ever darker. Shit-faced, the moon is nearer. Sober, you're old and ugly. Shit-faced, who needs a mirror? Oh, sober, you're a Cro-Magnon. Shit-faced, you're very clever. Sober, you never should be. Shit-faced, now I know
ever. I gotta get too drunk to dream, cause dreaming only makes me blue. I gotta get
too drunk to dream, because I only dream of you. I gotta get too pissed to miss you, or I'll never get to sleep. I gotta drink, why not, to pine for you, and God knows that ain't cheap. I know you think I'm insane, I know it's not appealing, but till I'm feeling no pain, guess what I'll be feeling. I gotta get too drunk to dream, cause dreaming only makes me blue. I gotta get too drunk to dream, because I only dream of you. I gotta get too fried to cry, or I'll be crying all night long. I gotta get too high to sigh, oh my God, where did I go wrong? So why do I get plastered, and why am I so lonely? It's you, you heartless bastard, you're my one and only. Cause dreaming only makes me blue. I gotta get too drunk to dream, because I only dream of you. I gotta get too pissed to miss you, or I'll never get to sleep. I gotta drink, why not, to pine for you, and God knows that ain't cheap. And God knows that ain't cheap.
World's gone home in blue plastic bags, six bottles of Stella, Jacob's Creek, and 20 fags. And you know there is no shame, cause we're all doing the same. Staying in is the new going out. No one's even coming round. We'll have toy fights in the hall. And you're all going home in self-help books, hidden behind here, cause you're worried about the looks. And you know there is no shame, cause we're all doing the same. Staring at is the mute shouting out. We're just trying to find out if there's any truth at all. We're all listening to downbeat shout. We overdid the good times, now we can't sleep at night. And you know there is no shame, cause we're all feeling the same. Sing along with the sad song. Sing along, sing along. Sing along with the sad song. Sing along, sing along. Sing along with the sad song. Sing along, sing along. Sing along with the sad song. Sing along, sing along. Sing along.
gnawing voraciously at the bones. The exoskeletal patchwork, protecting my own reflection within the twin insane, engaged in the mirrored act of chewing away at the shell of my attacking self. The paradox, unseen, treacherous, this deceit. To make no choice matter, to having yet lose yourself. Until finally all reasons why are forgotten. To live through one's own shadow, mute and blinded, is to really see. Eclipse the golden mirror, and their reflection is set free.
on my mind. You make my load much lighter. True love is hard to find. Sometimes I feel I have to get away. I change my mind when I look in your eyes, and when those clouds come in and try to darken my day, I'll always want you to stay. So through my lies and deception, yeah, I was losing my way. You gave my life some direction, and now I'm ready to say, I know there's bound to be some hard times ahead. I'd be a fool to believe, but if you'd go, I'd think of dying instead. I'll never want you to leave. My door, I knew you'd be back for more. Let's leave the past behind. True love is so hard to find. I'll always want you to stay.
That's the wonderful Malcolm Middleton. He had a couple of tracks from him in that little section. That's and you're probably thinking, that sounds really familiar, or maybe you don't. I didn't know it as a song until I looked it up. It's one of Madonna's songs around the period of Like a Virgin. So he's actually turned a very shit Madonna song into something good, which I always appreciate when people do that with Madonna, since I have such a low estimation of most of what she does. Then before that was a very, I think that is from 2003, if not 2002, that's Lance Lockham with Wouldn't It Be Ecstasy. That's an old bootleg, which says 1900, like everything seems to do nowadays. Everything was invented in 1900, even bootlegs. Then before that was Meshuggah again. Yes, that was them, with Mind's Mirrors, which is from Catch 33 again. And that's one of the strange sort of breaks in the album, which uses vocoders. It's sort of quite interesting, although, as I say, I was listening to it thinking, I do hope that's not a prog. You see, I'm just sort of not, I cannot listen to prog. It is in, not in my contract. It's just in my soul. Can't listen to prog. But certainly it's a really, really nice, interesting track. Certainly, they seem to be pushing that kind of, because I mean, the reason why I love Judas Priest and I like Maiden and things like that, old heavy metal, but newer heavy metal can tend to leave me a little bit dry, because it's a bit like, oh, we're going to be evil and act like we're dumb and play some sort of riffs over and over again and then double them up and then scream a lot, and it's a bit like, yeah, that's been done. So I'm kind of interested by stuff which is either using technology or is kind of trying to do something a little bit different, and they definitely are, including a very funny video which I posted on my live journal, which is they did a video of one of their tracks where they're just headbanging and they're playing air guitar and air drums and air bass and air keyboards. I don't know if it was keyboards on the track, but anyway, they're playing air instruments in their tour bus, and they're actually doing it seriously, but they're just sort of rocking along, but they don't have anything to play with, and you know, the drummer's actually in time and everything, but it's a funny video. It's like watching Beavis and Butthead, and yes, they don't take themselves too seriously. Then before that was Malcolm Middleton again with Blue Plastic Bags. Play that for many reasons, but also personal reasons, because it's very true of living in a city. It's you know, all these people wandering back from the Sainsbury's or Waitrose or whatever with little plastic bags, and usually if you're coming from the off license or the local corner shop, it's usually as funny little blue plastic bags, and to buy your alcohol and everything, well, I don't smoke, but you know, alcohol, cigarettes, and everything else, and it's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's the whole loneliness of the city. Then before that was Magnetic Fields. I put those together as a little drunken thing, even though I'm not actually drunk, which is Too Drunk to Dream. Again, I like that a lot, and the lyrics, you know, sort of mean a lot to me. Then before that, oh no, that was it. There was nothing before that. That was it. I missed out. Yeah, this is why. I knew I'd missed out something. I also played just before Malcolm Middleton the first time was Whistle for Will from Hot Chip, and I'd love to know what that song's about. I mean, name checking Blake Nelson, it's kind of intriguing. I don't know, is it Manteller or Alden Manteller? I can't work out the lyrics, and it seems to be making references to various things, and I'm sort of intrigued by that track. Though I think, looking at the wiki page, Whistle for Will might be another reference to Willie Nelson, because they were listening to a lot of Willie Nelson, apparently. A lot of country and R&B and soul and maybe even some heavy metal. We like that kind of mix. So this is the end of Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed this show, and you can find it more at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can also hear me DJ in the Parkade in Second Life every Wednesday between 2 and 4 SL time. That's PST, so if you're in the UK, that works out to be 10 to 12 a.m. in the evening. And I'm so glad that this will be my last week in Shenfield, because I can get back to having late nights again, whereas I'm having to go to bed early, which is like, you know, because of all the journeying, having to get up early to go there, which is just a major drag. Shenfield being the asshole of the universe, as we have mentioned before. So I'm going to play another track from the Distortion album. This is Mimetic Fields with Courtesans, and this is the I'm afraid I don't know her name. I know she was in The Six, and she's in Mimetic Fields, and she's the female part of Mimetic Fields. I think it's about three or four of them, but I've probably got that totally wrong. But Steve Merritt is the main songwriter, but certainly she's very interesting, and she's actually done with some of my favourites, certainly my favourite Six songs, and she's done some of my favourite Mimetic Fields songs as well, sort of especially off if you remember 69 Love Songs, which is their last sort of I think it's the last album. Yes, it was last album, because they went off and did all the 2 6 albums, or Stephen Merritt did, and I think a couple of them did. It's a very good track, and it's very mellow, so it's a very good ending. So, and you can be assured there won't be any more Rick Rolling. So I'll see you soon.
But courtesans.